He concentrated on getting his breath back. The ground under him was very cold, and he knew already that their trek through the Badlands was going to be difficult. Susanna, meanwhile, had lifted the sign. She held it with one hand and wiped off an ancient scrum of dirt with the other. The words she uncovered were in English and gave her a deep chill. "This checkpoint is closed. Forever." Below it, in red, seeming to glare at her, was the Eye of the King. 2. There was nothing in the Quonset's main room but jumbles of equipment that had been blasted to ruin and more skeletons, none whole. In the adjoining storeroom, however, she found delightful surprises. Shelves and shelves of canned food. More than they could possibly carry. And also more Sterno. She did not think Roland would sneer at the idea of canned heat anymore, and she was right. She poked her head out of the storeroom's rear door almost as an afterthought, not expecting to find anything except maybe a few more skeletons. And there was one. The prize was the vehicle in which this loose agglomeration of bones was resting. A dog cart, a bit like the one she'd found herself sitting in atop the castle during her palaver with Mia. This one was both smaller and in much better shape. Instead of wood, the wheels were metal, coated with thin rinds of some synthetic stuff. Pull handles jutted from the sides, and she realized it wasn't a dog cart at all, but a kind of rickshaw. "Get ready to pull your sweetie, Greymeat." This was a typically nasty Detta Walker thought, but it surprised a laugh out of her all the same. "What have you found that's amusing?" Roland called.
"You'll see," she called back, straining to keep Detta out of her voice at least. In this, she did not entirely succeed. "You're going to see soon enough, sure."